And greetings, Indie Bay Radio listeners. This is David Grace in San Francisco. Today is Wednesday the... What is today? The 12th. And as you're probably well aware, there is a... an election that just happened in Mexico, presidential election. Greg Palast and any number of other activists, ballot investigators have been looking at this election. On Amy Goodman today, it's been reported that 300,000 ballots mysteriously appeared overnight and gave the... gave the presidential election to the neocon. And so we have a demonstration happening today at 10 o'clock down at the Mexican consulate in San Francisco. Now, with us in the station, Veronica is one of the activists. Did you help organize this demonstration, Veronica?
Yes, we help with some friends and neighbors here in the Mission District.
Yeah, great. And tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are going to the consulate in San Francisco at 10 a.m. We're meeting and we're calling the people, the Mexicans, and whoever wants to come and support us, because we are not agreeing with the way that elections in Mexico are being carried and are want to be imposed to us by the Mexican government. And we are trying to show that we here, the Mexican community, we are informed about what's going on in the elections over there.
Oh, great, great. And so that's at 10 o'clock this morning at the Mexican consulate. Now, in order to do a bilingual interview, Israel's here. And, tell us, go ahead and do your best. Thanks for coming in.
Sí, pues estamos invitando a toda la gente interesada en ir a participar en esta protesta en frente del consulado mexicano a las 10 para protestar por el fraude que está llevando a cabo en esas elecciones de México. Y pues hoy a las 10 en frente del consulado es como una junta de información, y el día 12, el domingo 14 va a haber una marcha a las 12 del día, que sale de la estación 24 del BART y va a llegar hasta el Dolores Park el domingo 14 de julio a las 12 del día en la estación del 24 del BART.
También pueden llamarnos a los teléfonos 415-368-8542, 415-648-1505, 415-272-6195, para informarles más de lo que está sucediendo allá, porque la prensa aquí de habla hispana no está cubriendo. Univisión y Telemundo, toda la prensa aquí, la mayoría, no están cubriendo apropiadamente lo que está pasando y no estamos siendo informados de cómo se están dando las cosas allá, y necesitamos estar alerta de quién será nuestro próximo presidente en México, porque va a repercutir mucho en los emigrantes aquí y en las relaciones con el presidente de aquí, con Bush. Y no queremos otra vez tener a alguien impuesto que no va a vigilar por nuestros derechos aquí como emigrantes, y que nos van a seguir marginando, y no queremos eso. Entonces, por favor, llámenos nuevamente el teléfono 368-8542, el área 415, y los otros dos con el área 415, 648-1505, 272-6195.
So, one last thing. I understand that the official election results are not going to be certified until September, yet Bush is kind of pretending that the election results are in and everything is clean and fair and let's go back to normal. Can you tell us about what's going on with the official election results?
Sí, el IFE, el Instituto Federal Electoral, es quien ha proclamado a Calderón como ganador. El IFE no tiene ningún derecho, es el Tribunal Electoral quien debe de proclamar al ganador. El IFE se está adjudicando, ya sea por presión del gobierno o en conjunto con el gobierno, de imponer a Calderón. El IFE no tiene ningún derecho, y es lo que la prensa no está difundiendo, y la gente no está informada y está siendo confundida de que este señor ha ganado las elecciones, cuando legalmente no es así, no es verdad. Necesitamos estar informados de esto, y la Secretaría de Relaciones Exteriores no está informando también a los gobiernos y a las embajadas de otros países, y ellos están ayudando a imponer a Calderón.
Gracias. And anything you want to add?
No, just
Yeah,
well, according to what you were saying about how President Bush and like also the European Union and a couple of presidents from Latin America are calling to congratulate Calderon. So first of all, it's been a misunderstanding, because the institution that is the one responsible to counting the votes, they are the ones that are saying that Calderon won, but they don't have the responsibility to do that. The ones that have to do this is a different institute. That is, it's not the one they are saying. So it's been creating a lot of confusion, like on the exterior and inside the country, because they are not telling the truth exactly. Like they are just saying something that is not true yet.
Yeah, they're not even conforming to the basic laws of Mexico.
Yeah,
well, that's great. So the demonstration starts in 15 minutes, and we'll be glad to do any updates if you want to come in and do any updates on how well the demonstration is going. Sounds like, are there going to be vigils at the consulate for a week or so, or presence?
No, we are going to demonstrate right now, and it's used to call, mainly is to inform the media, but on Sunday, the 14th, we're going to have the march to the Dolores Park from the 24 bar station. We're really, more than making more demonstration, we would like the people to come or call us, and we can provide some links and other ways to be informed.
That's great. And feel free to use Indie Bay as a method for getting in touch.
No, I think just to remind you again about the march. The march is going to be going on Sunday. Sunday, July 14th, is going to start at 2014 Mission in BART at noon on Sunday.
All right, good. We'll put it in the calendar for Indie Bay. Hey, well, thanks for coming in, and we're always glad to do coverage of this good event. With any luck, we'll make sure that these neocons have a sorry defeat, and we'll get back to normalcy in this world.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.